whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning to you on a cold early January Tuesday throughout the Delaware Valley. Hello. So, all right, the Sirianni interview. There was one answer that grabbed my attention more than any other.
Was it about the backup quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. So when asked who will be the backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee, he didn't specify an answer, but he framed it as a good problem to have, which tells me he maybe hasn't made a decision yet. And here's the other complication.
Or Kenny's not healthy.
Well, that's right.
But he didn't mention Kenny's health, really.
No, but it could be related.
It could be.
And he wouldn't mention it.
He doesn't do injuries.
Yeah, he doesn't do injuries. So there is a scenario that McKee's the two because Kenny Pickett's 80%, not 100%. That's a possibility.
Okay.
What I wonder is if they're both 100%, is Tanner McKee maybe the two? I don't know. He's just, you know, a good problem to have. That was an interesting way to frame the answer. So, you know, we probably won't know until Sunday.
You always say when you have two starting quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Yeah. But we're never
till Sunday.
When you have two backup quarterbacks.
Well, you'll know when they'll designate it before the game.
Okay, he's designated. We'll never know who they really want to be the backup quarterback because Kenny Pickett, if he's healthy, will be the backup quarterback. He just told us with
that.
Every answer, Joe, how consistent he plans to keep everything.
Well,
remember
you remember that
point being driven home repeatedly.
But we don't know how injured.
Why would he change?
No, but he was saying if healthy. Yeah, no, look, John, I don't think he will change, but
he won't.
But I think
I'm telling you right now, there's no way they will change that.
Well, I hope they run Hurts more often early. And I thought his answer actually spoke to that possibility. That was the other answer. I thought, because do you guys agree with me? I'm basing this on the eye test. I don't have stats in front of me, but I feel very confident. Jalen Hurts very infrequently runs in the first drive.
But he was doing it in the Washington game, and then he got injured.
In the first drive?
He got hurt on the second drive on a run.
Remember, he had like 40 yards running, and I thought...
He had 41 yards running on two drives.
You're right.
I thought they were going to blow him out, and then he got hurt.
No, I remember.
And then they couldn't run. So I think maybe they were trying something different.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows?
I just hope they unleash him. That's my point. Let's get to Neil.
A lot of it, remember, has to do with what they put defensively.
Well, I understand that. It always does. Yeah. All right, Neil in North Jersey. Good morning, Neil.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
Couple things. So I think both of you are correct in the sense, John, I think you're right. I think to assume that this game with the Packers is a fait accompli and that we're simply going to win and move on is something we should not take for granted. Packers have a good offense. Josh Jacobs can run the football, good defense. It's going to be a close game. Yeah. I think it's a field goal game either way, and I think you're right to look ahead and simply assume or expect that we're going to go on to the next round.
Well, not assume, but I think expect. I think expect is the right word. Assume is not. Look, after the Mets beat the Phillies, man.
What was that?
After the Mets beat the Phillies, anything and everything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I think the Diamondbacks one is a better example.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, that was a kick in the crotch. But the other thing too, I think you're right about is that the Eagles are not getting the national love they deserve. I mean, we beat the Ravens, so by definition, if we beat a team in the playoffs, we should be rated higher than that team.
In their house.
Yeah,
beat them in Baltimore.
But not always. Right? Like I would not put Buffalo above Kansas City, even though Buffalo won in Kansas City.
But remember, hold on. What you're saying is that it feels unfair that the national perspective is not giving us as good a chance to get to the Super Bowl because we have a 15% chance.
It's low.
And the Ravens have a higher chance than we do.
That's nuts.
Well, the Ravens, in the first round, play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
Who they're favored to beat by 10 points or more at this point.
Then look at the Bills in the second round. That's tougher than what the Eagles have.
No, John, I agree with your point.
It's almost like they feel like they have a week off. We, the Eagles, do not have a week off.
No, I agree.
We're, you know, the Packers, even though they're banged up now with Christian Watson a little bit more, and I do think it makes their offense a lot less explosive and a lot more predictable, which is going to help us, especially with the number one defense to start with anyway.
Right.
We're going to be good. We're going to be good to go.
And I think our defense, I mean, one of the major reasons we had that collapse last year was we were old in the secondary, and the rookies just didn't have enough gas. And now we've seen the great linebacker play, the great secondary, the great draft.
Yeah.
So I think we go into this playoff with a lot more momentum and a better chance to win, quite frankly.
All right, Neil, let me ask you a question, and I need an honest answer here.
I'll always give you an honest answer. You know that.
Who would you rather have out there at cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell or old man James Bradbury like last year?
Well, since you framed it like that, Joe, I'm going to go with Quinyon Mitchell.
I mean, that was a joke, man. I mean, last year, and they should have pulled him out before that playoff game, and they certainly should have pulled him out during. He was completely overmatched. All right, obviously I was joking with the question. Neil, give me an answer. Who or what is one of a kind?
If we're going by individuals, he was the smartest human being that ever lived but couldn't tie his shoes. Albert Einstein.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's up there. There have been other smart people. So, you know, I'm really struck by the Muggsy Bogues answer as a potential winning answer. Even if there was a 5'3" guy in 1947.
There was,
but here's the thing.
Lots of them.
Not once NBA players grow. Like, the NBA, as we know it, with a bunch of 7-footers and a bunch of 6'9 guys and a bunch of 6'6 guys, like, I get back
in. So, Muggsy Bogues is the shortest player in the history of basketball.
I might vote for him.
So, prior to that, even old school guys, 5'5 was the shortest
player. And that was when the center might be
6'6. A lot of guys were tiny. Yeah.
All right, well, so
Muggsy's a good answer, man.
Is Manute Bol the tallest of all time?
Murison was just as tall.
Okay. Murison, Manute.
And then Yao Ming was like 1 inch shorter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Wemby's up there. Wemby's like 7'5", 7'2". Yeah. He's up there, too.
I think 5. I think he's 7'5". Yeah, that guy's something, man.
Because he can actually play.
He can really
amazing.
Play. Yeah, he can really play. All right, so I told you earlier my resolutions for 2025. This next one's not a resolution. It's more of just a declaration for the year. I want to bring the leather jacket back.
Oh, really? You think you're the one?
I wear a leather jacket every day.
Well, a lot of people don't. Like, over the holidays, I forget which day, but I said to Amy, I was like, all right, I think rock the leather jacket. She's not the leather jacket.
Well, maybe it's like, the leather jacket that you have.
Maybe you have an old one.
It's 15 years or so.
Well, that's okay. That's
but that's the
problem.
Classic leather jacket.
What, you have a bomber?
I don't know what it's called. I just know that
he probably has a Fonzie.
But you don't see
he's
anybody.
He's got a Fonzie because he thinks that's
you
the coolest jacket.
You don't
see
anybody wear a leather jacket. I think most people don't wear leather jackets the way they used to. It's not
a thing.
I have
like 3 of them.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you.
But I'm saying I think a lot of people, I think younger people don't wear leather jackets anymore.
James,
it's like a cool thing to wear leather jackets.
Can I do it? But I know I will do it.
No, you can't.
Can I bring it back?
No.
Not cool enough?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why don't you bring it in tomorrow and we can check it out?
I will do that. I mean, I'll just say this. This is the way I think of things. James Dean, the Fonz, Dylan McKay, the Hammer. Is that?
No. And Dylan McKay's 30 years ago now.
I know, but I mean,
stopping 30 years ago is the leather jacket. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly right.
Joe, yes, you can pull it off, and people wear leather.
Well, that's
jackets.
Not a leather jacket.
That's not what he's talking about.
This is a leather jacket.
It might be made of leather.
That's
not a leather
jacket. That's not a leather jacket.
That's what he's talking about. That has like a thing on the top. Like he's talking like a leather jacket.
It's like a Sherpa.
This has a thing on the top.
Yes, it has like a
made out of leather
on the top.
No, that's not leather jacket.
No, we're saying it's leather.
Nobody, if you take that out to the street and say, "Is this a leather jacket?" Not one person will say.
I don't care what it's made of. It's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not a leather jacket.
So hold on. So you're saying a leather jacket
like
is only what Fonzie wore?
Well, the smooth type of
that's
leather.
What he's talking about. Yeah, that's literally what he's talking about.
Why is that the only definition
because
of a leather jacket?
Because that looks like what Ned Stark wore.
What are you talking about?
That's not a leather jacket.
It's like a winter coat, I would say.
Winter
coat.
Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, I know you can't see what John's holding, but who do you believe in this scenario, if 3 people are telling John it's not a leather jacket and John's saying it is, who's right, Dan?
I believe John.
Oh, for the
love
of
Dan.
For the love
of God. Thank you. Is it made out of leather?
But that's not what we're talking about,
John. That's not what a leather jacket is.
Technically, it is a quote-unquote leather jacket. It's not the context of the conversation we're having.
It's not a leather jacket.
There's a bunch of different leather jackets. There's like the biker leather jacket with like the holes on the side. There's the bomber. There's a 3/4 length that we used to wear in the 90s.
But it can't look like fur.
No,
and be called
Richie's
a leather
has like
jacket.
A fur thing
Richie's
on the top.
You
have
coat.
Distressed,
it's not a jacket.
Distressed leather jacket where it's like brown, but it looks like it's distressed. Joe, but back to your point. you can pull off anything
you
wear because you're a bad dresser. So no matter what you wear, you're always going to be looked at like, dude, that dude's a bad dresser. Remember doesn't matter what you have on.
Remember the Kirk Cameron?
Absolutely not.
So will it be an upgrade? It'll be an upgrade?
What?
You know, it just because I'm a bad
dresser. The Fonzie leather will be an upgrade.
I am a bad dresser. I acknowledge that. I mean, my
God. Amy's a fantastic dresser. How are you a bad dresser?
She tried with Christmas, and hopefully, look, here's part of the problem. I got to wear those clothes. I mean, that's a good thing, but I'm saying I wake up in the morning. I don't, look,
you're not wearing different clothing.
What do I, yeah, I'm wearing the same.
You're wearing the exact same black.
Same nonsense I always wear.
It doesn't matter what you wear here.
Prior to the Christmas.
No.
Joe, if you look good, you feel good, Joe. Don't forget that.
Let me tell you something.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Dan, first comment you've made all year that makes sense.
We're only 9 days into the year. Whatever.
All right, Dan, what do you make of our birds?
All right, so look, odds are, right, it's going to be Minnesota or Detroit, whatever, but every single year there are upsets in the playoffs. So hopefully the upset doesn't happen to us.
I know.
But there could be an upset, right, where the road becomes a lot easier than Minnesota or Detroit. So
it doesn't become that much easier if it's an upset.
Well, if the only one that really applies
sure
to
does.
Is if Detroit loses in the second round.
Yes, then it comes
difference.
Here.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, I do think facing the Rams instead of the Vikings in the second round is a difference.
100%.
I think it matters.
They're still, but they're still, the NFC teams do feel of high quality.
I agree, but wouldn't you say the Vikings are better than the Rams, right? You would say that.
I would say that.
Yeah, I would say that.
Would you say the Bucs are better than the Redskins?
And then I saw Sam Darnold go out there and do what he did against the Blitz and against good defense. Makes me worry about the Vikings' potential downfalls because of their quarterback exclusively.
Yeah, he can't handle these moments. So I do think if anybody's going to be upset, it is going to be Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's look at us the same way as, like, we're a team that, geez, we don't want to face. We don't want to face. So, you know, we have to remember that as well.
Well, except for Washington, who was like, the hell, if we play our quarterback, we'll take him out and face the Eagles. I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that they pulled him out during that game, but... Whatever. All right, Dan, give me an answer. Who or what is truly one of a kind?
And Joe, since you seem to be the stickler today, you're pretty much probably going to be the guy who makes this decision.
I don't know about
only
that.
You are going to know the true answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
Judy's prom dress.
Wow.
It works every time. It works every time.
I never see it coming.
Yeah.
Tell you
what
color
she's
was
great
it?
At setting it up.
Wasn't the color of Monica Lewinsky's prom dress, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Wow, really?
Or the off color.
What does Monica Lewinsky's prom dress have to do with anything?
Or the off color, all right?
Was she wearing a prom dress?
James. Rhea is totally in lockstep with what I just indicated. And Linda Tripp.
I get where you're going,
and Linda
Tripp, weird.
Rhea, could you imagine being friends
weird,
with Linda Tripp?
Weird, like non-sequitur
worst friend
way
in
of
the
doing
world
it.
Ever.
I mean, to audio tape, and if she didn't audio tape her, Clinton would have gotten away with it.
Oh, she was selling her out.
That was astounding.
Yeah.
My God. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, what's happening, pal?
Oh, I don't know if I can follow up the Linda Tripp, Monica Lewinsky story, but...
I think the dress was blue. I'm not going to talk about the other color. Yeah.
I won't...
You didn't have to talk about any of it, if we're being honest, you know?
All right, Ed, go ahead.
Frankly, man. I don't really understand the odds. I understand how the odds are kind of against the Eagles.
It's very weird, Ed. It's very, very weird.
We have a tough path, but I think they might have overdone it a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
Ed, how do the Eagles have only a 4% better chance than the Bucs to get to the Super Bowl? I mean, are you freaking kidding me? What is that nonsense?
Only 2% better than the Packers.
Yeah, I don't
They're
work
coming here on the road. Like,
I mean, the Eagles.
The Packers would have to play every single game on the road. Like, every single one.
The Eagles are 12-1 in their last 13 games, and assuming Jalen plays completely healthy, it makes no sense.
They've handicapped these teams that have to play in week one a little bit too much in that, whatever that scheme is. The 15% seems way too low when you compare it to 41% for the Lions.
Right.
We don't have one third the chance that the Lions
correct
do to get to that Super Bowl.
That's my point.
It's yep. gonna be us in Detroit for this NFC Championship, and I think the nation concurs. Everyone's expecting that. So that does lead me to believe that the nation respects the Eagles. They expect us to be the game before the Super Bowl, like it's clockwork.
Maybe.
Yet we're playing two games prior to that game.
It's not enough for my liking, though. It's just not enough. Ed, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is one of a kind?
He played over 1,000 games in the major leagues as a left-handed catcher, Jack Clements from the 1800s.
Is he the only one?
Yeah, well, no, there have definitely been other left-handed catchers.
All right, so.
It's a good thought.
James, what's one of a kind in baseball?
I mean, DiMaggio.
Yep, at the major league level, he is.
Mm-hmm.
What else is one of a kind?
I mean, records is what pops in my head, like Cy Young.
Forget
and stuff
records.
Like, yeah, forgetting records.
Forget records.
One of a kind. Only have
the guy that got cut for throwing the. No, there have been, about 10
of those. Yeah.
The guy that got cut in the minor leagues for throwing the potato down third base.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a bad one. Remember when the Royals' first base coach got attacked by the fans from the stand? That was nuts.
That was nuts.
That was crazy.
A knife?
Yeah, it was a knife. Yeah. Like, they
that was really horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
How about Lenny Randle, who just died? The time he laid down a bunt so he could beat up the pitcher?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Otis Nixon. I don't think anyone's ever gone spikes first.
Otis Nixon. Well, Ty Cobb did some spikes first, but maybe
yeah,
not.
You're right. But maybe I think not that was sliding into bases, right?
Holy hell. All right.